How I Became Miss America. There she is. Bert Parks is singing, and I am weeping as her gleaming teeth shine through the wide open window of her mouth. When I grow up, I could be her, though I can't dance or sing, and girls fool enough to do dramatic readings never win. But I've got time, and tonight my tears are hers, falling like sequins down those lovely cheekbones. I've just embraced the first runner-up who pretends to be happy for me. Sheaves of roses cradled, mink-trimmed cape waltzed over my shoulders. I'm starting down the runway. My mother sips her highball. My father leans back on the grease spot. His wavy hair has rubbed into the sofa. We're 6 miles inland from Atlantic City, in a railroad apartment over high-grade wines and liquors. They worked all week selling Seagram's and cheap wine, and this is Saturday night, summer, the windows raised to catch whatever breeze might enter. No one could predict that 25 years later I'd be chanting, "No more profits off women's bodies," at the Myth California counter pageant, where Nikki Craft poured the blood of raped women on the Civic Center steps, splashing her ceramic replicas of Barbies, misused, misdirected, and misinformed. And Anne Simonton, former Vogue model, posed as Miss Steak in a gown sewn from 30 pounds of scalloped bologna with a hot dog neckline and parsley garnish. I'd just left my husband and come out as a lesbian. My lover, in a tie and fedora, marched with her poster, "Nestle Kills Babies." That night, we didn't need a moon. From the minute my child fell asleep until we collapsed exhausted on her waterbed, we made love as one of Nikki's statuettes in a glow-in-the-dark blue gown and tiara watched over us, misogyny painted in gold across her sash.